With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Your topic today, love and angels. Are you getting all soppy and girly with us today?
No, I am. I'm getting very soppy. I'm getting, something happened to me. I'm telling you, I'm losing it. I'm losing it. I'm crying all over the place saying, who's that old bag who won't stop sobbing? So, you know, I listened to, I'm not going to name the name because I don't want to give them business. But it's a certain podcast. It's a thing that you listen to music, nonstop music. Get a hint, hint. Okay, nonstop music all day. And sort of, I have like all this work to do, and I'm trying to get out of this COVID mind. And so I've been listening to like the best of the 60s and 70s because that really speaks to me. And suddenly, they come playing John Denver's Annie song. Do you remember Annie's song?
Yep, got it.
It wasn't attractive. You had to see me. Thank goodness I was alone. I mean, it was like slobbering, like little, like a string of saliva coming out the corner of my mouth. And then I couldn't just have the moment alone. So then I go and I write to all of my children and I send them the link and I say, play this for your significant other.
Your sons must have thought you were gone completely batty.
I didn't hear a word from any of them. Like, you know, I don't think so, Ma. That's like something like a little gross that's coming from your mother. And then I send it to my husband because I, you know, sort of surreptitiously, you know, Valentine's Day in December, you know, I just, it's a way of saying how much I love you. Nothing. Zip. Zilch. I said, finally I said, hey, did you listen to the stinking song?
All right.
Yeah, we lost it. So yes, love, what did I call it? Love and angels. That's because Zena kept calling me from your station, Zena. And she kept saying, what's the topic? What's the topic? I said, it's Simon. I don't need a topic.
It's absolutely true. I want to say, why is that song so moving to you, Andrea? What nerve is it touching and why?
You know, okay, I'm getting teary just answering you. If you really listen to the words, first of all, it's unisex. I like unisex, all right? But it's the idea that we've been given to one another to just imagine just pouring yourself into another human being, one human being, for good, for bad. It just felt so hopeful. And I thought if everybody could just have that one person and invest reciprocally, of course. I don't know. It just struck me in a kooky, kooky way. Maybe I'm getting 20/20 vision. Wink, wink. I don't know. What should I say? Go home and you listen to it, Simon. I expect to get a WhatsApp in the middle of the night. And it should say...
No, I've admitted this to Kathy many times. I sing songs. I know the tunes. I just, for whatever reason, have a disconnect with the words. So although I know that song very, very well, I can't actually quote one line from it to you because the words go over my head.
Same thing. I never heard it. I mean, I heard it a billion times. I had the album. But only now, at the age of 36, was I able... You're allowed to yuck there.
Really? I mean, really, Andrea? All right, yes, at 36, what about it?
Suddenly, I heard the words and it was poignant. But you know what, Simon? Maybe at my age, I'm starting to hear all the poems, all those books that we were told to read in high school, that Rachmanis on our teachers. We had all these lofty teachers who were giving us things to read that were far above. I just read... Last Shabbos, I read Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck.
Yes, 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 yes.
What business did I have reading Of Mice and Men at 16? When you read it at 65, you wrap it, you hold it against your chest when you're done, and you think, to whom can I leave this? To which child will get it long after my passing? I'm clearly having a thing here. I don't know.
No. Well, I'm listening to you, and I'm actually, that's the part of your story this afternoon that's really hitting me, is how many of us are having a thing. And I think you alluded to it earlier. I think it's COVID. I think COVID has brought so many things into sharp, sharp focus, relationships, what's really important. You know, not the dross, not the rubbish, not the outside, not the irrelevant, but, you know, the meaningful
Simon,
stuff.
You see, we're talking about that, and wouldn't we hope so? But not everybody. some people, you know, when I think about how Black Friday was choking the airways here, that
really?
This is what people, more crap, more things.
Really? That's surprising.
It was staggering to me. We are facing what is probably the most, in most of our lifetimes, the most frightening global health concern that many of us will ever face. Please, God. And they're drowning me with pictures of dish drainers and bedroom slippers and.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I hear you. And Israel does seem to have a remarkable capacity with all the very serious things that happen there. My goodness me, there's talk of blowback from Iran. And in this very precarious situation, you're still talking about a fourth election. I mean, it just seems to me that...
Listen, Simon, let me give you a warning now, okay? You're giving a big warning. Don't go there with me today, okay? I'd rather talk about the voracious space module.
No, listen, I understand it. I understand. It's just so interesting you use Black Friday as an example, because my gut feeling apropos South Africa this year is that it was a nothing and a non-event. And also what makes it quite remarkable in South Africa, if we're talking Black Friday, is you look at what people are buying. They're not buying TV sets, Andrea, and they're not buying gaming consoles. They're buying chicken and toilet paper. And it just goes to show, you know, the different levels of society and the different needs and what people, it's just so stark, so stark that in South Africa, that actually
I'm very moved by that. I'm very moved by that. Again, I'm getting teary. You know how I feel? I love South Africa. I really do. And I'm getting moved by that. I just spoke to my mother, 91 years old, and she said to me, you know, I said to her, it's making me insane. The vulgarity, commerce has in my mind, I become our enemy. It was created to make our lives easier. And somehow the vulgarity, I have grandchildren, all their bar and bat mitzvah money is being spent in malls. You know what? Because when they're done with that, there will be more. And, you know, it's being confused with culture. And yet, when my mother says to me, you know, the manicures, there was no business. People aren't getting their nails done. They're not getting their hair done. They're not running out and doing the extras because there's a feeling of, despite some of the bravado, there is a sense of fear. People don't know if they're going to be working.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely
true. Let's talk about men and angels.
Let's do that.
Because I know you don't
need
to do that.
I don't know. There's a lot of food for thought in what you were discussing with us this afternoon. I am, though, going to go back this evening, and I am going to listen to the John Denver song, and I am going to make a special effort to listen to the words and see what is it that got you so moved, because now my interest is piqued.
Yeah. I mean, a real poet, and to think, you know, I was also thinking, my goodness, I merited to be to share the same world orbit as a musical poet such as John Denver, such as Phil Oakes, such as Gordon Lightfoot, all of these. You know what I love? That my children, some of my children are beginning to rediscover the music that had me laying and burning incense, you know, with crazy looking hair. I still have the hair, but not the incense.
I can just see it and I can just picture it and I got a massive smile on my face. And we're going to leave it there this afternoon because we've got enough time to play out with something, Israeli and wonderful to make us all smile. Not John Denver. Didn't he just lose it in an aeroplane at the end? Wasn't there a bad ending to that story as well?
Yeah.
Not good. Andrea, next week we've got to be upbeat.
Upbeat. Next week, we're going to call the next show. My next presentation is going to be Ho, Ho, Ho. Goodbye, Simon.
Cheers, Andrea. Shabbat shalom to you.
Shabbat shalom.